Welcome to Hope Is Here. I'm sure you're like me that you have got maybe a couple of Christmas gifts over the years that maybe not would have been something that you would have selected for yourself. And even though you're very appreciative, you're like, ooh, now that's really kind of an ugly sweater, or wow, that's kind of an ugly tie, or maybe you've gotten cologne, or ladies, you've gotten some perfume that when you took a sniff and smelled it, and you're like, ooh, that brought tears to my eyes, and not going to be using that. And the fact of the matter is, we all have gotten gifts at Christmas that maybe just weren't a good fit for us. And the amazing part is that doing a little research that over the last 5 years that after Christmas, there's been over $46 billion worth of Christmas gifts that have been returned. That's billion with a B, okay? B as in boy. $46 billion in Christmas returns. And, you know, as we sit there and you think about that, I'm like, man, that's a lot of fruitcake, right? Oh, by the way, has anybody ever given somebody the gift of fruitcake? I'm embarrassed to tell you, but at my age of 55, I know you're probably thinking I sound a lot younger, ha-ha, that surely you tried fruitcake, but I have not. I have not. I'm embarrassed to tell you that I have not tried fruitcake. It just doesn't look very good to me, and I saw something actually recently on social media that there is a fruitcake that's over 50 years old. And after seeing that, that just solidified my decision not to try fruitcake. Speaking of returning gifts, how many of you have ever re-gifted? Raise your hand. Well, I have. I haven't done it often, but I have a few times. And what's your saying? One person's junk is another person's treasure. But I want to talk to you this week about some gifts that I want to really, really encourage you to return this year. I know we're already into a new year and want to wish you a happy new year. But I'm sure like me, you've had some gifts that you were going to return, physical gifts, and yet you didn't because, you know, life got busy. You put them on a shelf or stuck them in your closet somewhere. And next thing you know, over 90 days has gone by and it's too late to return them and kind of junks up your closet. And yet, I tell you, from doing ministry now for 19 years, I've seen people carry some emotional and mental gifts from year to year. And, you know, a lot of years people say, hey, I'm not going to struggle with these anymore. And yet I want to share three common gifts over the next three programs that I've seen people, and I say they're gifts, they're gifts from the enemy. The enemy wants you to receive this gift and keep this gift. And yet for God, he wants you to return the gift and exchange it for something far more better. And the first gift that I want to talk to you about returning as we start this new year and not let it collect dust in your heart and your mind and or dust in your closet, of course, if it's a physical gift. But the first gift I want to challenge you this morning to return is fear. I want to encourage you to return the gift of fear. Anybody out there listening today struggle with fear throughout their life besides me? Yeah, I can see some of you kind of your neck, your head bobbling like a bobblehead. Yep. It's one of Satan's greatest tools is the tool of fear. And, you know, one of the things that I've got great, great news for you today is that fear is not from God. Fear is not from God. And you say, well, Greg, how do you know that? Well, the Bible tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. If fear is something that you really struggle with in 2020, and as we've entered 2021 here this first full week, maybe you need to write 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 on a post-it note and Place it in your bathroom mirror so you see it first thing in the morning. Maybe by the coffee pot, maybe on your computer, the dashboard of your car, your laptop at work, your cubicle, your office, places that you'll see it. Maybe put it in your wallet if you have a fear of not having enough finances. But 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 is just a powerful, powerful verse. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And I'm sure that some of you, you're tired. I mean, we start a new year, and, you know, 2020 was kind of like a dog year. You know, a dog year, I believe that my research is correct, that 1 year for a dog is like 7 human years. And I think for most of us, 2020, that 1 year was like 7 normal years. All the strife, and just all the uncertainty that went on with COVID and social unrest, presidential election, just a lot going on. And I'm so thankful that this morning, or if you're listening at lunchtime or in the evening, whenever you're listening, that today, that God will give you power. He's not given us a spirit of fear, but he's given us power. And he wants to give you power and help give you strength when you're weary and you just feel like you can't go on. And he's going to give you love, that the verse goes on to say in 2 Timothy 1:7. He's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love. And you're like, I don't really feel like I can love those that are unlovely and when I'm in fear especially. But the Bible tells us that we can, and that with Jesus' help, we can do all things. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And he can give you strength to love those that are unlovely, maybe even somebody in your own family. And then I love the last part of that verse. It says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Friends, if you're dealing with some confusion in your life right now, I want you to know that's not of God. God is a God of clarity, and I think we make it too complicated. And the enemy, Satan, he loves to cause us to be confused, to put a spirit of confusion within our minds and our hearts and our lives. And 2 Timothy chapter 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, is a verse I know for somebody listening today. And you may need to read that verse out loud several times a day to give you strength and to overcome any fear and to be able to love those who are unlovely and to give your mind power and clarity during times of confusion, especially when fear tries to creep into your heart and into your life. But I know a lot of you are listening like, okay, Greg, that's good. I really like that, but man, I'm just mentally and I'm emotionally exhausted. You got something else for me besides 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7? Because the thing that I know about Greg Horn is that when I get tired, then fear can kind of creep in my life. In fact, when I was assistant basketball coach at Western Kentucky University back in the early 90s under head coach Ralph Willard, we had a saying, fatigue makes cowards of you. And we got that from the former Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame football coach Vince Lombardi. Fatigue makes cowards of you. In other words, when you get tired, you make decisions that you normally wouldn't. You don't make good, wise decisions because you're tired, you're fatigued mentally and physically. And one of the great things about being an assistant basketball coach at 2 years under head coach Ralph Willard was that he taught me how to press through when I got fatigued and when I got tired and wanted to give up or want to make unwise decisions. And that quote is so true. 20 years later, now almost 30, unbelievable. But you know, fatigue does make cowards of us. And when you get tired, it will cause you to get in fear a lot easier. I know at least I found that to be true in my life. And maybe one of the most spiritual things that you could do tonight is just to go to bed early. Go to bed early. I shared with you a couple months ago that I started going to bed early. I used to think that, oh, man, if you went to bed before 10 o'clock, that just meant you were, an old person. People only up in their 80s, 90s did that, and I'm here to tell you in my 50s, with all due respect to our listeners in their 80s or 90s, that I've been going to bed before 10 o'clock several times over the past few months, and it's been great getting a good night's sleep, and I wake up earlier and have extra time with the Lord, and I want to encourage you to make sure you're getting rest. If you want to exchange fear, you need to deal with that. And maybe one of the most spiritual things you can do is maybe even take a nap, okay? But going to bed early could be a game changer for you. But I know a lot of people say, well, Greg, I'm just emotionally, mentally, physically exhausted. Well, I want you to know you're not alone. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10 says, do not be afraid, for I'm with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, and I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. Now, some of you listening, you didn't realize that God was right-handed. Did you hear that? The last part of that verse, I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. I apologize to all my left-handed listeners out there, but add a little humor, because it's one of the things the Bible says, a cheerful heart is medicine to the soul. And one of the things that I want to do more in 2021 is laugh more. Be intentional about it, because I can get real focused on my type A personality, my to-do list, the things to get done each day. And, man, I just want to stop and smell the roses more. I want to laugh more and just have humor in my life, because, one, the Bible says that a cheerful heart is medicine to the soul. Secondly, if you do any type of research, you can find out that it's just better for our health, our mental and our emotional health, our physical health, when we laugh more. But in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, if you're weary and just worn out, I want to remind you that Philippians 4:13, I shared earlier, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. But I also love that part in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. It says, don't be discouraged. I am your God, and I will strengthen you, and I will help you. And I know a lot of people listening today, you just feel alone. You may be physically alone. You may live by yourself. And yet, I know people that are in marriages that they're not physically alone, but they're lonely. And they feel like they're doing life alone. And I just want to encourage you today with that middle part of Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. I am your God, and I will strengthen you, and I will help you. If you need some help today, call out to the name of Jesus and ask him for help. He will give you strength, and he will make a way when there seems like there is no way. And he will hold you up with his victorious right hand and also his left hand, if you need that for my left-handed listening friends this morning, today. Know that God will give you strength, and he will help you, and he will hold you up with his victorious right hand. And I also want to remind you that, 80% of the things that we're in fear about, that 80% of those things, they don't happen. So many times that there's been things I've been a fear of, and then it winded up, it didn't even happen. And I wanted to share this acronym as we close today, F-E-A-R, the word fear. A lot of times fear is false evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. And so make sure that you go to God's Word, check with a trusted friend when you're in fear of something, to make sure that it's not just false evidence appearing real, and you're not in fear just because you're fatigued mentally, physically, and emotionally. We're out of time, but tune in tomorrow as I'm going to share what we can exchange the gift of fear for to have peace, hope, and joy in 2021. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.